Denham Springs saw some of the worst damage in the August 2016 flood. As the rebuilding continues, the city is developing a long-term recovery plan, one designed by the people who live there. Wallace Watkins has been following Denham Strong, the city's recovery planning group, as they ask residents what they want Denham Springs to look like years from now.
Over the summer, hundreds of folks filled the gym at Denham Springs Junior High for a series of community meetings with the goal of getting ideas for how to improve their city. Mark Goche lives in Denham Springs. He runs through a list of things that need to be tackled.
Getting rid of blighted property, beautification of the town, doing some redevelopment work in the Antique District.
Those ideas are exactly what Mayor Gerard Landry wants to hear. In April of this year, Denham Springs partnered with FEMA's National Disaster Recovery Framework. It's a process designed to guide communities through the long-term recovery of a disaster.
And the whole idea is to fuel the comments and questions from the community to find out what it is they want to see in Denham Springs going forward.
Here's how it works. Denham Strong, the city's long-term recovery planning group, works closely with a team from FEMA, who walks them through the how-tos of community recovery and planning. It's headed up by Jeanette Clark, the city's community recovery coordinator. She says the role of the community in this is crucial because FEMA won't always be here.
So what they are doing is showing us what needs to be done.
Like how to organize community members around projects and what it will take to get them done. Then FEMA helps point the city towards sources of funding. But the whole point is that it's driven by the community, by people like John Cavalier. John was born and raised in Denham Springs. He bought his home just down the street from the bookstore he owns in the Antique Village.
It's all 100% small business owners up and down the Antique Village.
He likes to walk to work. Since the flood, that walk has become a tour of some of the problems the city faces in recovering. One of the first buildings he passes is a flooded elementary school. It's been sitting empty for 1 year now. Around another corner is a blighted building. A for lease sign hangs in the broken window. Other problems? They were there before the flood.
Yeah, issues like this. This is my big thing. Like literally the sidewalk right here, it just ends.
John says Denham Strong gives the community a chance to examine these issues and potentially do something about them, like the blighted property or enhancing parks, making walking to work safer and easier. High up on the community's priority list, John says, is making the city more resilient against future floods.
Big thing is drainage. Literally, that'll be the first words out of anybody's mouth.
Mayor Landry says infrastructure clearly has to be addressed. But the goal of Denham Strong is broader than that.
And they talk about, well, all we need is drainage. And I said, okay, and what else do we need? Well, we need drainage and we need better streets and better traffic, okay? That's all we need. Well, no, there are more things that we can do, so give me the ideas. I may be driving the bus. Tell me where you want to go.
John Cavalier says a few years from now, he wants a Denham Springs where that bus no longer has to travel quite so far.
I want to see people support their own community instead of getting in their car, driving 30 minutes, and supporting somebody else's.
And after the flood, John says there's a newfound sense of urgency to make it easier for residents to connect with and engage in Denham Springs.
Denham Strong is exactly what that is.
Over last weekend, the community met one last time to give a final vote on the projects they want to see implemented in Denham Springs. The next step is presenting that to-do list to the city council for approval. Like all phases of recovery after last year's flood, the mayor warns Denham Strong is a marathon, not a sprint. But when it comes to long-term recovery, maybe time is on their side. For the Louisiana Public Radio Partnership, I'm Wallace Watkins.
The Louisiana Public Radio Partnership is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.